Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, we love you on this morning. We thank you, Lord, for blessing our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you had a plan before the foundation of the world to redeem mankind back to you. And we thank you, Lord, that we are part of that magnificent plan. Lord, that in the end, we shall win. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Last time we left off in Matthew chapter 5 at verse 6, and it says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Righteousness. What is righteousness? It is right standing with God. It is being in that place of justification, where God has justified us in the blood of Christ or through the blood of Christ. It is being in a position with God where he sees his son when he looks at us. And so that is righteousness. And we think of righteousness, we think of doing good deeds and things like that, but it has to be in the and come through the blood. It has to come through that relationship with Jesus Christ. That's where right standing comes from. Now, and we also, when we are in right standing with God, we mind or are concerned about the things of God and how we are affecting God or the things of God, how we impact or influence the things of God. So if you are in a right standing, right relationship with God, you have him at the forefront before you make decisions, before you, respond or react. Just in your mindset, you're meditating on the things of God. You know, you're thinking of him. He's in your being. He's in your spirit. And so that is that tie that your spirit, that, you know, his spirit bears witness with your spirit when you are in a right relationship with him. And as it says in Ephesians 4:30, grieve not the Holy Spirit. So you don't grieve the Holy Spirit when you are right in right standing with God. And further in that same verse, it says, whereby we are sealed unto the day of redemption. It is the Holy Spirit within us that bears that witness that we are sealed. We have been justified by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ. And so when we are in that right standing, we don't grieve the Holy Spirit. We don't sadden the Holy Spirit when we do things that are contrary to one that is in a relationship with God would do. We don't upset the Holy Spirit consciously and willfully, is what I'm saying. There are times that, yes, we make mistakes and we fall short. Yes, we have all fallen short of the glory of God. And there is none righteous, no, not right, not one, meaning there is none righteous within our own strength. But we have been justified by God, by Christ. And so we do not grieve the Holy Spirit. And hunger and thirst after righteousness. Hunger and thirsting. Let's go over to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, verse 1 through 3 reads, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." This is the Spirit. We are saved by grace through faith and not by works, lest any man should boast. See, if it was about something that we were doing, we'd be bragging. Oh, you know, I'm doing this and this is the reason why God loves me, because I'm doing this for the Lord. Nope, that's not why we're saved. Come ye to the waters. What is come ye to the Spirit? It does not cost you anything. It does not have a price. You don't need any money to do it. You just come freely to God. And he grants according to his redemption plan, okay, according to him sending Jesus Christ to die. He just needs a submitted heart. You submit And that he loves that. They that hungers and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Verse 2. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread? The bread of heaven, the bread of life, which is Jesus Christ. And your labor for that which satisfieth not. We can spend time on that indefinitely. Because we labor after things that do not satisfy. No matter how hard we try, we're clamoring and scratching and scraping to get to some particular point. And when we get there, we realize it's empty and it's vain. It does not supply. But God has a river of living water, which is the Spirit of God, where you never thirst. You never have that emptiness as if you don't belong, one, and that two, you are lacking in that spiritual realm. Yes, you may lack natural material things, but in the spirit, you don't lack. You're not searching for where do I belong or who am I? Well, you know who you are. You are a child of the Most High God. And we are down here on this earth and we have tribulation, we have trials, we have things that we have to go through, we have things that we have to learn, we have things that we have to conquer and overcome, but God has overcome the world. This is just the journey. It's just what we have to do living in this life. We have good times, we have bad times, but we learn from it all. And in Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good. For them that are the called according to God's purpose. It's all going to be fine. It's all fine. Continuing in verse 2. Hearken diligently unto me and eat ye that which is good. And let your souls delight itself in fatness, in abundance. Your soul. Let your soul delight itself in God. Delight yourself in the law of the Lord. And in that law, we were talking about that at church. Our bishop has preached on that. Psalms 1 and 1 verse, you know, is several verses. It's blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That is the person that hungers and thirsts after righteousness. That is how that person is described. Let's go on to verse 3. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your souls shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. An everlasting covenant. That is our communion with Christ. It's everlasting. It's everlasting. It shall not fail. Our covenant with Christ, our hunger and thirst after righteousness that he provides through us, through the Holy Spirit that he left here, the Comforter, the Paraclete, one that comes alongside of us. That is what God is doing for those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. I'm going to conclude there for today. Tomorrow we will go on to the next verse, which is about the merciful. Join me on tomorrow on The Word in Me. May you be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.